In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. The name of the broadcast is In Season and Out of Season. I'm on every day at this time. And on television, not every day, but you know the time. And it would be a very good thing if you would tell people about it. You know why? Might be encouraging. People might get blessed. You know, one person once said to me when I was in the islands preaching, I said, "How you doing?" I knew the woman. She says, "Father, I'm too blessed to be stressed." Imagine, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Well, I haven't reached that point yet in all reality, but how blessed are you today? Do you realize that you're a blessed person? Just because you live in this country, you're a blessed person. That's right. Even the poorest of the poor in our country have color televisions, dishwashers, clickers. You know, I'm not saying that the poorest of the poor should remain poor. I'm just saying, you know, just being in this country, I'm blessed. I wasn't born in a country where there was a revolution, where they were killing people. No, but now they are. Little people in the womb. Is he going to talk about that again today? Well, I'm not going to talk about it all the time today, but you know what? It happens every day. Every day. And who cares about these little people? And about their mothers who have to mourn. People don't care. People don't care. You know, I'm going to tell you one thing, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The women's movement is deceived. Listen to what I'm saying. When they talk about abortion is the right of a woman, they are deceived. Let me tell you why. Listen to me now. Because when the woman has the abortion, she will grieve and suffer and maybe even get breast cancer because, you know, it's related scientifically. But the man is free, doesn't have to pay 18 years of child support. It's a woman's right? I don't think so. It's the superiority of men over women. That's what it is. You know, I've been at those mills, clinics they call them. I don't call them clinics. You want to know why? Because a clinic is to help people, not to kill people, and to destroy the spirit of a woman. I've seen the men drag in the women like cavemen. I've seen it. I've seen it. And why? Because they'll pay for the abortion. But you know what? Then they wash their hands. And usually they leave the woman right after. The woman thinks that if she has the abortion, the man will stay. Ha ha. It's not true. They usually leave. And the woman's left holding the bag, the hurt, the pain, the guilt, the torment. And this man is free. Whew. For $500, I got my money's worth rather than $500 every month. Now, there are some men that are not like that. I know that. There are some men that wanted their children and they had no say in it at all because it's a woman's right. But I'll tell you, it's no right at all. It's an abomination. As I said, I was born in a country where I was safe, but the most precarious place to be now in 2010 and 11 is in somebody's womb. At one time it was protected. Now, no. Let me tell you about our president. You know his name? President Barack Hussein Obama. Let me tell you about him when he was the senator of Illinois. He was the junior senator of Illinois. And there came a vote in the Senate as what would happen if a woman was having an abortion and as a result of it, a living child was born. Of course, it would be a late-term abortion. You know what President Obama said when he was a senator? If a child is born in a late-term abortion, that child should be starved. He was the only senator that voted that way. The rest of them voted that that child should be taken care of. You don't believe me? Google it. That's our president. When I look at the two daughters that he has, those beautiful little children, it saddens me that he would take that kind of a position, that a living child is out of the womb, it should be starved. I tell you another story. When I was in Peabody, there was a nurse that I knew, I still do. And that really happened. The child was born. I don't think the child could have lived very long, but the child was breathing. You know what the doctor said? Throw it in the bucket! You don't believe me? My Jesus, mercy. My Jesus, mercy. I am blessed. My mother never even thought of an abortion. I am blessed. I was born when the womb was the safest place in the United States of America. I am blessed that when I went to school, even though it was a public government school, we could pray. We could read the scriptures. I am blessed that when I went to school, G-U-M was the problem, gum. And if you chewed it, you'd put it on your nose. Now the problem is G-U-N-S, guns and knives and drugs and sex. Oh yeah, sex. In 1973, how many years ago was that? That's 25, 27, 37 years ago, I substituted in the Boston school system. They were having sex in the bathrooms. That was how many years ago? 37 years ago. I wonder what they're doing now. Because I'm going to tell you, sin is not happy to stay in one place. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill that keeps on getting bigger and bigger and worse, because that's what sin does. And if you're in it, you better confess it. And you better go to the cross because it's going to destroy you because sin is a killer. It's like walking the third rail at Maverick Square in East Boston. The rail that's alive, that will electrocute you. Sin is a killer. It'll destroy you. but Jesus is a Savior. He will forgive you, and He will make you new. And as the prophet says, even though your sins be as red as scarlet, I will make them as white as the snow. Even though your sins be as red as scarlet, I will make them as white as the snow. Sin is a killer. Do you understand me? I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to you today. I don't care what your sin is. It's a killer. If you live in it, it will destroy you. It doesn't have to, though, because there's a Savior, and there's a cross, and there's a precious flow from the Savior's side called the precious blood of Jesus that can bring you mercy and forgiveness. Yes, even Hitler could have received forgiveness, even Stalin. But you know what? Don't bank on it. If you're walking in sin and you continue to walk in it, it'll kill you. And when it kills you, you will end up in hell, in a place of torment. My friend, no one need ever go to hell because we have a Savior. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. How did He give His Son? Upon the cross, out of love for you. You might say, but I'm not a big sinner. Oh no, the scripture says, if we say we do not sin, we make God a liar. You tell God that you're not a sinner, you've just made Him a liar. I don't think so. You just don't know your sins, like myself. Like myself. You know what I'm saying? So easy, you know. Well, I don't do this, and I don't steal, and I don't kill. Yeah. So try to justify yourself. No one who tries to justify themselves is just. I'm guilty. I've sinned. I need salvation. I need a Savior. I can't do without Him. I can't do without the blood of Jesus. I can't do without confession. I can't do it. You know why? Because apart from Him, I'm nothing, and I'll just go the wrong way, because that's the way I am, like yourself. No different than you. If you think because I wear a collar, I'm different than you, you're out of your mind. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the gift of God. Thank God for the love of God poured out into my heart by the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Savior who's always reaching out, even to you today. You didn't even think you were going to snap on this television or this radio, but you know what you did, and you're hearing me, and you know what you're thinking, but He doesn't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done. If you're as bad as Hitler, I'm going to tell you, you can be forgiven, and you will be forgiven if you turn to the Savior. His name is Jesus, not Hare Krishna. Jesus Christ, not Buddha, Jesus Christ, not our Blessed Mother, Jesus Christ, not me, Jesus Christ, not the Pope, Jesus Christ. You turn to Jesus Christ and He will forgive you. You get to the sacrament, confess your sin, turn away, ask for the grace to turn away, because you can't even do that on your own. Neither can I. But you see, in order to be saved, you need to know you're lost. Most people don't even know they're lost. Oh, drug addicts do. Oh, yes, pimps do. Prostitutes do. But the people who might go to church on a Sunday, any church, they might not think they're lost. Because you know what? They give God a nod. Give Him a nod now. Give Him a half hour. Give Him a nod to God. You know what I'm saying? God doesn't want your nod. He doesn't need it, and He doesn't want mine. He wants your life. Do you understand me? God does not want your nod or my nod, a nod to God. I go for an hour a week, and now I live like the devil. He doesn't want your nod. He wants your life. That's what He wants from me, my life. And you know what? You'll never be happy until he has it. Isn't that wonderful? You'll never be happy until he has it. Do you understand me? Yeah, you snapped me on. You wish you would snap me off now, huh? But you can't because you're under conviction now. The Spirit of God is convicting you. That's right. He's convicting you. You know what? Then you get on your knees. Don't wait for the end of the broadcast. You get on your knees to say, Jesus, mercy. You get on your knees. You see, you won't be rejected. You'll never be rejected. Because he said, Jesus, the Lord, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one. That's you. That's me. But nobody talks about sin anymore because everybody's so good, you know. We're all so good. Yeah, we're such saints. We've changed the world. I don't think so. Saints change the world, okay? Saints change the world. We've not changed the world. The world that I'm living in 2010 is very different than the world I was living in when I went to college in 1964, and very different when I was ordained a priest in 1979. The world I'm living in now in 2010 is very different than the world when I came to Holy Rosary in Winthrop in 1995. It's very different. 15 years later, very different. 14 years later, whatever it was. Very different. Oh, yeah, it's got a lot worse. You think it's bad now? Wait, it's going to get worse. You want to know why? Because sin is a power, and it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. And it picks up speed, and it wants to destroy your life and bring you to hell. You don't believe there's a hell. You know what? You don't have to. It's true anyway. I don't have to believe there's a hell. But I can end up there anyway. You know, I don't have to believe that people will watch me today or sometime. I don't have to believe that. But you know what? They will anyway. I don't have to believe that I make an effect on people, whether positive or negative. I don't have to believe that, but I do. Some positive, some negative. You see, I don't have to believe something to make it true. Something is either true or not true. There is a heaven, and there is a hell, and there is a Savior. And you make the choice. Don't choose Jesus. And if you end up in hell, you know what? It's your own fault. But you know what? You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't, because the Savior loves you. Because the Savior is reaching out to you. Because the Savior gave his life for you. Because the Savior would not reject you. Because Jesus is so wonderful. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Oh, my Lord. He bled and died. Take away your sin. There is an anointing now, honest. And you just need to say, Jesus Christ, just come into my heart because I'm desperate for you. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. I thank you that you went to the cross in my place. And you rose from the dead. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. Love me, Lord, with more love than I've ever had. Just love me. I give you permission to love me and take away the torment and take away the guilt and take away the shame. Love me. Receive me as your own. Receive me as your own. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. My Lord, it will take eternity to understand what Jesus did for you and me. You think I understand it? You think I understand the depth of the love of God on the cross? You think I can comprehend it? This is beyond comprehension. This has to be experiential. We need to taste and see that the Lord is good. You think I can understand it? I don't understand it. When I'm celebrating Mass, I tell the Lord, Lord, I know what's happening here, but I don't know it at all. I believe what's happening here, but Lord, reveal this love to me. Because it's beyond comprehension. It's beyond my imagination. It's beyond. But it's real. And you know, we cheat people because we don't talk about sin. We cheat people because, you see, if there's no sin, you don't need a Savior. If you're so good, then Jesus Christ died in vain. That's what Paul said to the Galatian community. They thought they were saved by the law, by being circumcised. And Paul said, if circumcision saves you, or your goodness saves you, then Jesus Christ died in vain. That's right. He did not die in vain. He died so that you might become a new creation. That's why he died. He died to give you a brand new heart. That's why he died. He died to heal your body. That's why he died. He died to give you a new start. That's why he died. He died to make you a son of God or a daughter of God. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him, he gave the power to become children of God. That's why he died. So when we don't talk about sin, we cheat people. Because no sin, no Savior. It's true. And yet, how often is sin mentioned? How often is sin mentioned? Oh, you know, they're such good people. Listen, no one is good but God. That's what Jesus said. We're all broken, needy, poor, and we all will limp into heaven through the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus. Through the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus. Then when we get there, there'll be no more limping. Believe me. But you see, we deceive people and cheat them when we say, you know, everybody's so good. I don't think so. We're not changing the world. God, forgive me for my sins. And God, forgive you for your sins. Where there is sin abounds, the scripture says, the grace of God superabounds. So there's no excuse. If you're the worst sinner in the whole world, where that sin abounds, the love of God poured out through the Holy Spirit superabounds. That's real. I don't know very many things in my life. I know that's true. I don't know many things in my life, but I know that's true. Where sin abounds, grace superabounds. I know that to be reality. I don't know many things in my life, but I know that. And I know that is the truth. So don't think that your sin is beyond God, because then you make yourself God. Stop flattering yourself that your sin is beyond the forgiveness of God. Stop flattering yourself. Even if you had 9 abortions, he'll forgive you. He'll wash you clean, and he'll use you to save people, if that's what you want. If that's what you want. But you know what? You're free. You're free, you're free, you're free. You're free after this broadcast to say, you know what? He's nuts. Or you're free to say, Lord, I give you my life. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and flood you with his love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season. Oh.